So we have partly cloudy skies and 70 degrees in center. And we also have a guest with us in the studio this morning. We're honored to have with us Ms. Molly Jordan. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for getting up early and coming in. I know you, of course, you said you've been up early and getting the day started. You don't let the day get behind you.
No, sir, I don't. And if you're a good turkey hunter, you get up early anyway, because if you're going to get ahead of the birds, you got to get out there before daybreak.
You got to get out there early for sure. That's with about any hunting. But turkeys is what we want to talk about this morning. We're going to talk about the National Wild Turkey Federation. Tell us a little bit about the federation.
Well, here locally, we are growing as a group, and we have been able to help students with scholarships. We've also had some children that we've been able to help take hunting. We also have hosted a hunter safety education course, and then this upcoming year we're going to have a hunter safety education course, a gun class, and we're also having a landowner's field day in this local area so that landowners can come and learn about our conservation efforts and things to help them grow the wild turkey population in the state of Alabama.
Wow, it sounds like you're busy. How many people do you have in your local federation?
Here locally in our chapter, our committee is only about 11 people, but we have about 200 people who annually come to our banquet. This year, we're actually going to have our 50th anniversary national. It's the 50th anniversary for the National Wild Turkey Federation, and this is probably going to be one of the largest banquets that we've ever had. And so with that being said, we would love to have everybody come out and see what we're about and see how we're helping to save the habitat and save the hunt.
All right. Do you have tickets for sale for the banquet that's coming up?
Yes, we do have tickets for sale. They are $20 for any child 16 and under. That's a membership and their meal. And then everything includes membership and meal on these prices. And it's $60 for a single ticket, $80 for a couple, and $300 for a sponsor, which is also a couple's ticket. Also, another thing I want to point out is that Tri-Green Equipment over here in Center has came on as our major sponsor for this year, and we're really appreciative of Jody Longshore and everything that Tri-Green Equipment's doing for the National Wild Turkey Federation. So Jody paired up with us, and he is giving away a shotgun. If you come in and register there in his dealership, you can get a chance to win a shotgun. If you go in and buy a John Deere equipment purchase, a new purchase, between now and the time of the banquet, you'll get 10 chances at winning the shotgun. And the shotgun will go through the FFL of Weiss Lake Tackle and Outdoors with Elliot Galt.
Yeah, so it'll be coming in there, and you can pick it up there if you win it. And But sounds like a lot of fun. Now, some of the funds that you raise, you mentioned the bank, scholarship. Let's talk about that just a little bit. Tell us what you do with the scholarship and who it goes to and things of that nature.
So our scholarship is for any senior in this local area that wants to apply. And we have a committee that we have a criteria of a rubric that we go through and grade each scholarship application.
Sure.
And so then we award a scholarship every year. So this year's scholarship winner will be coming to the banquet, and he'll be receiving his call and a plaque there, and of course his check for his scholarship. He's a young student he's actually working at Dr. Lauren Marks's office. His name's Briar Morrison. He actually graduated from Hoke's Bluff High School, and he was our only one that applied, but I tell you what, we couldn't have picked a better one. The late Bill Shepherd, that was a founding member of our committee, just had the utmost respect for this young man, and Briar has really come on board. He's even helped with disabled youth hunts. He's helped with the hunter safety course, you know, things that most 18-year-olds would figure out something else to do on their Saturday or their spring break, and Briar's the first one to jump in and help others. And so that's really what we wanted to promote with our scholarship.
Okay, and your local chapter also helps with those with disabilities to go hunting that might not be able to get out on a turkey hunt. Tell us about that.
So we have we've had the opportunity of learning about some children around in this area and young adults and stuff that they need access, and it needs to be like handicap accessible access to go on hunts. And then you got to think about, in a turkey hunting situation, you're going to be moving. It's not like sitting in a deer stand and just sitting there waiting. It's more of a move. And so you got to think of it. You got to have level ground. You got to have the perfect situation. And so met these children, one particular Peyton. He just wanted to be able to hunt like his brothers and his dad. And so, but with his dad's help and then the people in the Federation's help, we've been able to make that happen, and take him out on hunts and everything. And so that's been an awesome experience for all of us, because that's really what we're about. We're about a community of conservation. And yes, everybody says, well, you know, you're a hunter, so you're taking animals. Well, yes, but good conservationists and like-minded hunters don't take every animal they see. Like you and I were talking about earlier.
Right.
You see, you might see 20 deer, but you don't take every one of them.
Exactly. And same way with turkeys. You've got to, you know, you have to do a certain amount of harvesting and culling to keep a healthy herd of deer or flock of turkey out there. And tell us a little bit about the conservation practices. I know that you teach conservation about how landowners, what they can do on their properties to enhance the turkey population.
Well, you know, one of the things is you can look at, you need to have as many native plants as possible to your area and not implant a whole lot of extra species, because baby turkeys, little poults as we call them, they can't regulate their body temperature just like chicks can't. And so if they get wet and then they're unable to get dried off because the grass, they don't have like the little dips of the dirt and things between the clumps of grasses, then that hurts their chances at survival. Then you've got predators that are also attacking the nest and the eggs. And so, you know, you're going to have that because this is an ecosystem. But we've got to, as conservationists, we've got to look at what we can do to help them thrive a little bit more than what we have going on right now. We've got a big issue with losing a lot of our poults before they can even get to maturity. I mean, it is a dire need that we need to be working on in the state of Alabama and really in the Southeast. And so that's really the National Wild Turkey Federation, that's really been our focus going forward, is that we're trying to, you know, if we can save the poults, then we can save the rest of our flocks and everything and save our bird so that, you know, we can enjoy it for generations to come.
It seems to me that the turkey population in Alabama is growing. Now, correct me if I'm wrong on that, because I can see turkeys in areas now that I didn't 10 years ago. Or do they migrate and move from one location to another? Let's talk about that.
Really what you're seeing is more probably of a migration. We actually have a decline in this state, and so we need to start growing it back up. We don't want to be in the same situation other states are in. We're not to that point yet, but we don't want to get there. And also the other thing you've probably noticed is that we've grown a lot as far as population goes. And so once that happens, habitats change. And so therefore the bird is going to change and the animal is going to relocate. And that might be a reason why you're seeing them pushed out where they've hidden in the woods, but now they're being pushed out. And so they're migrating over to another area.
Right. Okay. Well, that's interesting. And people that want to be associated with the Turkey Foundation or the Turkey Federation and your local chapter and learn more about these programs that you have going on, how can they do that?
Well, I would suggest that they come to our banquet next Saturday night, and you can buy a ticket at the door if you want. We would love to have you, but also you can give me a call. My name is Molly Jordan, and you can call me at 256-490-3799, and I'll be happy to get you a membership form and let you know more about our events coming up. And we just really want everybody to come out because, like I said, it's the 50th anniversary, so we've got some great things up on the auction block and the raffle packs, and we would love to have you come out and enjoy that evening with us.
And all the funds raised goes right back into the Federation chapter for all the work that you and I have been talking about.
Yes, everything is a tax-deductible donation because we are a certified 501c nonprofit, and everything goes back, and we even have local dollars that also go back into our wildlife management area here at Little River. We've been helping buy equipment for the past few years to help maintain that area. We're looking at next year doing some larger improvements. I've been in talks with the biologist up there and the director, and so we're looking at doing some more projects up there in the next year in the summer of 2024.
Have you got some people that would share good recipes on wild turkey on how to prepare it?
Oh, yes. We have recipe cards available on our National Wild Turkey Federation website. It's nwtf.org. You can go there and you can find all kinds of recipes for cooking wild game, everything from venison to turkey to dove.
All right. Sounds like a great evening and a great night out. Now, if people want to get their tickets beforehand and not wait and get them at the door, how do they purchase those tickets?
Well, they can call me on my cell phone and I'll meet up with them and sell them a paper ticket, or they can go online and we'll have the website posted on your website as well. Sure. They can also look us up on Facebook. We are NEALNWTF on Facebook, and that's Northeast Alabama NWTF, and you'll see our logo, and it'll be the NWTF logo with a brown camo background.
All right. Excellent way to spend the evening and, of course, be with like-minded people on how to grow the wild turkey population in not only Cherokee County, but the entire state of Alabama and our locale.
Yes. Well, thank you, Jerry, for having me on.
Molly, thank you for coming in. Anything extra we need to leave with them before we leave?
Well, I would just like to give a shout-out to our sponsors this year. Our table sponsors this year are Clint Bradley Country Financial, Tarpon Creek Plumbing, Ben Richardson with Whitetail Properties, Arnold Construction, Piggly Wiggly, Shannon Phillips, Jordan Counseling, PCA Insurance, and Discount Lumber Supply. All these companies are all here locally. We've also had a lot of local craftsmen that we've been working with. Christy Walker's been one of them. She is a wonderful leather worker, and she has made us a beautiful custom handmade and carved sling to go on a good old heritage piece of equipment, if you get my drift.
Absolutely.
And then our vendors that we're using here locally, we put all of our funds as much as we can here locally. We use Cherokee Co-op, the Calhoun County Co-op, TMC Graphics, Model T's, Westlake Tackle and Outdoors, Cedar Bluff Pond, the Cab Sportsman, Keith Baldwin with American Auctioneers, Whiskers Catfish, and then of course Harlan Starr at Chattakee Lodge. That's where he allows us to host our event, and we really appreciate him. And then also Dodd Construction brings us some equipment for the event.
So you got a lot of good people helping you and assisting you with your projects, and you invite more to come and be with you.
Yes, appreciate y'all coming, and we go by Tri-Green and sign up for your chance to win a shotgun and come out and enjoy some time with us next Saturday.
All right, Molly, thank you for being with us. And one more time, let's give them your phone number before we cut away so they can contact you and get your tickets.
256-490-3799.
All right, give Molly a call. Get those tickets to the National Wild Turkey Federation dinner, and that's a week from Saturday.